Today we'll talk about lie detector tests. The polygraph, the most common lie detection instrument, works on assumptions that the body reacts due to the stress of lying. It measures reactions such as changes in the skin conduction, pulse rate, blood pressure, and breathing while the subject is being asked. The question is, are lie detectors accurate? Most people believe that lie detectors aren't accurate because of it failing so many times. Most people say that if lie detectors are really accurate, why aren't they being used against you in court? I decided to do some research, and some people said that no one has ever probably determined their accuracy. Therefore, that's why it's not being used against you or can't be used against you in court. However, some people say that it's 50% accurate. Some people say it's 100% accurate, but we can't know because people could be nervous while they're taking a test. People could have heart problems. There's different reasons why the lie detector would fail, so I don't think we can ever know how accurate it really is. I was watching a couple of lie detector videos, and I came across this video where a pregnant woman wanted to take a lie detector test, but she was not able to because she was pregnant due to how high her hormones were at that moment. I feel like if a lie detector test is not accurate at all times or situations, it shouldn't be used at all, especially in TV shows and things like that, to embarrass people when people could actually be telling the truth. I will be interviewing a couple of people to see their opinions on the subject. I will be interviewing my mom, and I will ask her what she thinks about the lie detector test. How do you feel about the lie detector test?
I'm not really familiar about it, but I have been watching some TV shows that use this lie detective test.
How accurate do you think it is?
I don't think it's 100% accurate, but I think it's more or less like 80-85%.
Do you think it should be used against people since it's not 100% accurate?
No, I don't think so. I don't think it should be used against people since it's not 100% accuracy. There is always a chance between that of 20%, 15% that it's not accurate, then it should not be used.
I will be interviewing my friend William. He'll tell me what he thinks about the lie detector test. Are you familiar with the lie detector test?
Yes, I heard of the lie detector test before, but I never actually took one myself.
How do you feel about it?
I feel like at times it could be fair, and at times it could be like it's just a complete lie.
How accurate do you think it is?
I think it's very accurate at times.
Like how accurate?
Like it's actually telling if you are telling a lie or if you're telling the truth.
Like 50% accurate? Like
about 90, 99.
You think it's 99% accurate?
Yes.
So you think it's fair? So you think lie detector tests are fair?
Yes, I do think they're fair. I think they actually tell you if you're lying or if you're telling the truth.
But what if someone is actually telling the truth and it comes out as if they're lying?
I mean, that's their fault. I mean, they shouldn't have put themselves inside the predicament that you would have to take a lie detector test. If you're being honest the whole time, you wouldn't have to take the test.
If it was that accurate, why isn't it being used in court?
Because a person could believe the wrong thing.
So it's not really accurate?
Not necessarily.
But you said it was 99% accurate.
It is accurate. Inside my head, I could think one thing, but in reality, it's different.
So you think it should be used in court?
No, it shouldn't be used in court.
It shouldn't be used in court?
No, it should not be used in court.
After interviewing a couple of people, I decided that lie detectors aren't really that bad, but they're not really good. They don't harm people, but they don't benefit people that well. I don't think they should be taken away because sometimes they can help some cases if somebody wants to know the truth about something or something like that, but I still don't think it should be used in court, and nobody that I interviewed thinks it should be used in court. But I still personally feel like that neuroscience should come up with something that's 100% accurate, or nothing at all. Thank you for listening.